Pulse Radio Bristol.
Actually, we're going to keep the functional fitness chat going because pupils at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, they certainly know their head teacher as Miss Ogden, but she's also now a European champion in functional fitness. I bet her kit didn't smell when she was younger. Catherine Ogden was competing in the Netherlands at the weekend, and I'm so pleased to say joins me in the studio. Hello to you.
Hello, good morning.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was a really lovely weekend, and actually for us, the competition with British Functional Fitness went from age 12 right up to athletes in their 60s. So
we had a
really wide range of participants there, which was really inspiring to see. So lots to talk about.
Could you just, for some that might be unaware, explain functional fitness?
Well, so sometimes you might hear the word CrossFit being used as well, but in essence, it's a wide range of fitness activities and tests that we're put through, which could range from endurance-based running and cycling to strength-based and Olympic weightlifting to gymnastics. So a wide range of tests over several days, and hopefully whoever is able to show fitness across all of those areas will be most successful.
What's your favourite discipline?
So I quite enjoy some weightlifting, but also the gymnastics does certainly bring back some of my PE memories at school, and so when people talk about the ropes earlier, I was definitely climbing up a few of them at the weekend.
You get to the top of the rope?
Yes, we had to do it without our legs though, so it's just your arms. So
how quickly do you do it?
You have to do it fairly quickly because obviously that competitive element comes into play, but there's some people who are very, very quick on their hands.
I mean, we're talking seconds, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is insane. Weightlifting, what's your weight?
So I quite enjoy something called a clean and jerk, which is where you bring the barbell from the ground right up and over your head. So I can do over 100 kilograms with that. So it's not a bad weight to lift.
I need somebody now to be really quick with finding out what 100 kilograms equates to, because that's probably like a fridge or something ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah, that's amazing. How did you get into this?
Well, I started off originally as a pole vaulter, and at this point my mother was going, can you not find a sport which keeps both your feet on the floor? And so my background in athletics and gymnastics was helpful, and actually I was one day walking past a gym called Valesco on Feeder Road, and kept walking past thinking that looks quite exciting, and I'm someone who gets interested in doing some weird and wonderful sports, and thought when I'm fit enough I'll go and give it a go, and eventually plucked up the courage to step into the gym. And then you realise that functional fitness in the CrossFit community is absolutely wonderful, and that sucks you in, and then you get started.
How long did it take you? Because you saying you felt that you had to get over initial, perhaps maybe, I don't know, hang-ups that we all probably have. Stepping into a gym can be one of the most intimidating things, can't it?
Yes, definitely. And I think I'm a PE teacher underneath as well. And so I think when we talk about how we help people feel really happy and confident in themselves, that ranges from school experiences to actually the very initial conversation we have, which I remember the gym owners who spoke to me. They're really calm, really welcoming, put me through my paces to help me understand what to do. And that actually got me into being a coach as well. So I think it's all about that environment that we find ourselves in, and that can help encourage us to get involved.
What a role model for King's Oak Academy. Do they look up to you, this to be like, whoa?
Well, it's certainly a good conversation on the playground. I mean, some of our younger children are not shy of asking for a handstand competition, whereas some of our older children were probably more likely to ask what my bench press is.
School PE, I mean, the memories that we're hearing, people talk about that apparatus that came from the wall and the smell of the kit. And what is PE like now, actually?
I'd say it's probably moved on quite a bit. Yeah. And especially at King's Oak and across the Cabot Learning Federation, we really think about how we can help children develop a positive relationship with physical activity, because we know it's about health for life. It isn't just about physical forms of exercise in that moment in time. So we think about how we've introduced things like parkour into the curriculum. We actually do functional fitness in our school. So it's more about how can we help someone feel healthy, confident and fit, and we'll tailor the curriculum according to that.
And do you find more of the children in the class like it? They get involved as opposed to, you know, wanting to cry and forget their pants?
Certainly I would say from us, we have very few children that I would suggest it deliberately choose to avoid PE lessons. I think for us, we're really keen to work with families with children to understand if there are any barriers, what are they? How can we help you feel really happy and safe in PE? We think about our PE kits. So we have leggings, shorts, sports. We try to be really flexible with what you're wearing, how do you feel? And then hopefully we can make a really inclusive environment for people to feel comfortable.
We're seeing that more with the professional athletes as well, aren't we? The changing kit to, you know, make it a bit more inclusive. What's your first thought when you think about your PE days?
Well, I was one of the first year groups of girls to come through my school. So actually, lots of our lessons were with an awful lot of boys in the classroom and in PE lessons. And so probably for me, it was actually, could you beat the boys? So I've probably got slightly different memories of that. And it's probably added to my competitive nature as time has built on. So that was probably for me, it was, could you beat the boys?
And look at you now, European champion. How good does that feel?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be some positive vibes in school today.
Do you go to the Worlds then?
So the Worlds are later on this year in Australia, so a little bit further to travel, so I've got to make some decisions about training and also school, because I've got to remember the day job.
Yeah. Well, I'll do summer holidays. Does it fit in there nicely? Or
sadly not. It's around Christmas time.
Right, so the head teacher of King's Oak Academy, a slight request here. Well, listen, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you so much and many congrats.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate your time. And I suppose got to get off to school now. Catherine Ogden, thank you, who's competing in the Netherlands at the weekend and is now officially the European champion in functional fitness.